Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Well, today I have a short chronicle for you from Ezekiel's Chronicles and experiences with the Lord. It's very sweet and very beautiful, and I wanted to share it with you. We come up against all kinds of false accusation and condemnation. And the other night, Ezekiel really was hit hard with all kinds of accusations. When you lay in bed sick for so many days, going from one sacrifice to another and experiencing strange symptoms that keep changing, you can begin to feel guilty that you're not up and helping others. And that's what happened with Ezekiel. And just to clarify, he sees his soul as the bride of Christ in these encounters with the Lord. There's nothing effeminate about them. You can read many of these in Chronicles of the Bride, the book that we put out, and the second half of the book is devoted to his chronicles. He was in travail about something, and he cried out, "Oh, my Lord and my God and my all, please hear my cry and rescue me from the foes at my door and from the voices in my head, my heart, mind, and spirit. I am so convicted and accused of being, well, let's call it what it is, slothful. Oh, my Jesus, I'm pierced to the depths of my heart and soul just hearing or reading that very word. Lord, the horrible memories throughout my life, the word curses, but most of all because I know that there's something that is constantly holding me back." And the Lord replied to him, "Stop, beloved. Cast down these imaginations. They are attacks and lies from the devil. I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. Where are the dances we used to dance? I took you into my loving arms last night when you were feeling so badly, and we began to move to the rhythm of my spirit with this beautiful soft music as we always do. But then you pulled away suddenly, filled with such toxic guilt. I was so disappointed, and for you as well, knowing just how very much your spirit and soul are strengthened by our sweet times of refreshing like this." As you walked away, I could hear the accusations falling hard upon you. "What do you think you're doing? You're supposed to stay in that bed of suffering. But instead, here you are standing in the kitchen and pretending to dance with Jesus, who is not there anyway. Oh, yes, my love, I heard every foul word, and knowing that you were weak and disoriented from being so ill, they simply came in like a pack of hyenas, dissuading you to the point that you simply gave up before we ever had a chance to start. I know that you sincerely thought about staying with me regardless of the attack, and that you even put your arms out to mine in an attempt to be close, but you were just too physically ill and mentally exhausted. I do not condemn you. Rather, I am so deeply in love with you every day, and I know well the months, the weeks, and the days and hours and minutes that you lie there in that terrible pain, offering yourself by my grace and in union with my suffering, death, and resurrection for the church, the world, and all souls. I know the mental, emotional, and yes, even the spiritual sufferings that you endure for my sake and the sake of the kingdom. You have nothing to be ashamed of, my beloved spouse. Nothing. And no one is ever going to separate us. You are my precious treasure, and I long for the day when we can freely embrace, laugh, love, sing, and dance throughout our Father's kingdom, which He has already given to you. For now, let us work together to bring to completion and fulfillment the will of His most loving and compassionate heart, that all may be brought safely into the eternal kingdom of His marvelous light and life, the new heaven and the new earth, where we will be both worshipped and adored unceasingly, where my spirit will pervade all things, lavishing unspeakable joy perpetually upon both great and small alike, a kingdom filled with absolute love, profound gratitude, and everlasting peace. Amen.